KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have light rain, and it's 70 degrees. We do look for periodic showers and thunderstorms today before gradually ending from west to east this evening. Some locally heavy rainfall is likely, but the threat for severe weather is low. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In the news, one person suffered possible unknown injuries during a single vehicle accident Sunday afternoon in Creston. Authorities say when officers arrived at around 3:45 p.m., they saw a 2002 Chevy K2500 pickup had struck a utility pole on Highway 34 or Taylor Street. An investigation determined the pickup driven by 28-year-old Alex Richard Cunningham of Creston was westbound on Highway 34 when it crossed the center line and hit the utility pole. Cunningham was transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston by EMS ambulance. When an officer went to the emergency room to speak with Cunningham, he acquired implied consent. Cunningham said he had not been drinking, but the officer noticed the man had bloodshot, watery eyes, and a slurred speech. Various tests for alcohol intoxication levels were taken, including a urine sample. That sample will be sent to the DCI crime lab for more testing before any citation, if any, is issued. Damage from the collision amounted to $10,000. Police in Creston say six people were arrested on separate charges over the past few days. Sunday night, 32-year-old Brandon Clayton of Creston was arrested for criminal mischief in the third degree and public intoxication in the third degree. Clayton was being held in the Union County Jail on a $4,000 bond. 29-year-old Stephen Baylors of Creston was arrested Sunday evening for criminal trespass. His bond was set at $300. And Sunday afternoon, 24-year-old Anastasia Imsland of Gravity was arrested in Creston for driving while suspended. She was later released on a $300 bond. At around 6 a.m. Saturday, 30-year-old Lancey Jeremy of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. He was later released on a $300 bond. Saturday night, 52-year-old Douglas Ringenberg of Osceola was arrested in Creston for fifth-degree criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, public intoxication, and interference with official acts. He was later released on a $1,200 bond. And Friday morning, 24-year-old Zachariah Ben of Creston was arrested by the Creston PD for driving while barred. He was later released on a $2,000 bond. A man residing in the 100 block of North Sycamore Street in Creston reported Friday that sometime during the previous night, someone entered his vehicle and stole a backpack containing numerous items, among them fishing gear, an emergency tool kit, a personal water filter, hydration pack, disaster preparation kit, a multi-purpose knife, and an all-purpose knife, along with a double mag bag. The loss was estimated at $1,005. Red Oak police say a four-vehicle accident took place Friday afternoon at around 4:40 p.m. in the 1200 block of Highland Avenue. After an investigation, it was determined that a 2018 Ford F-150 Super Crew pickup driven by 49-year-old Douglas Klimek of Red Oak was southbound on Highland when the truck was struck by a 2000 Chevy Blazer that was driven by 88-year-old Pauline Louise Walker of Red Oak. Walker was backing into the roadway from a parking spot when the accident occurred. The impact caused the Blazer to then collide with the 2003 Chevy Malibu and a 1992 Ford Ranger that were parked. Walker was taken by Red Oak EMS to the Montgomery County Hospital to be treated for suspected minor injuries. Damage to the pickup was estimated at $20,000. The Blazer sustained $4,500 damage, the Malibu $1,000, and the Ranger $300 damage. The F-150 was privately towed from the scene. All of the remaining vehicles involved were able to be driven. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office assisted in investigating that accident. A traffic stop Friday night in Fremont County resulted in numerous charges against a man and woman from Missouri. Authorities say the Fremont County K-9 unit conducted the traffic stop at around 11:45 p.m. for a registration violation near the intersection of 310th Street and Railroad Avenue in Hamburg. The vehicle was occupied by two adults and two children, ages 2 and 4. The vehicle was found to be stolen out of Kansas City, Missouri. A search warrant was conducted on the vehicle, and narcotics and drug paraphernalia were discovered. The driver, 32-year-old Clifford John of Gladstone, Missouri, was arrested for theft in the second degree, possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, two counts of child endangerment, and driving without a license. The passenger, 24-year-old Henrietta Marshall of Kansas City, Missouri, was arrested for theft in the second degree, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and also on two counts of child endangerment. The pair were being held without bond pending further court proceedings. The children were released to the care of a relative. Fremont County Sheriff's deputies responded at around 4:50 a.m. Saturday to a reported fight involving a gun in a motel parking lot in Percival. Deputies arrested 29-year-old Derek Simpson of Biloxi, Mississippi, with the assistance of the Fremont County K-9. Simpson was charged with disorderly conduct and assault while displaying a deadly weapon. No injuries were reported. Simpson was being held on a $2,300 bond. Other charges are pending. The Iowa State Patrol, Mills County Sheriff's Office, and Glenwood Police Department also assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office in handling that call. In other state news, an astronaut, the first woman in Iowa to be elected as the county prosecutor, and two retired university professors were inducted into the Iowa Women's Hall of Fame this past weekend. Beaconsfield native Peggy Whitson has spent 665 days in space, more than any other American. She used her brief speech at Saturday's ceremony to praise other women on stage and in the audience. Whitson also honored one of her professors who was in the audience.
Having mentors is an amazingly powerful experience for me, and I have one of my mentors in the audience today, Dr. Dolores Graff. But those mentors can make the difference in your life, and they have for me.
Dolores Wilson, a biology professor, met with Whitson and Whitson's mother on the Iowa Wesleyan campus in Mount Pleasant in the summer of 1978, and Whitson told the professor she wanted to be an astronaut.
I said, do it. And I said, don't be discouraged. And I said, you know, just because they're not having women astronauts now doesn't mean they're not going to do it.
Other women honored during that event on Saturday include Ruth Harkin, who was elected Story County attorney in 1972 when she was the only female attorney in Story County. She served as two terms as attorney there and moved to Washington in 1979 after her husband Tom Harkin won a third term in the U.S. House of Representatives. Also in 1997, rather earlier this month, Diane Bystrom retired as director of the Iowa State University Center for Women and Politics, and she was also inducted into the Iowa Women's Hall of Fame this weekend as well. Dr. Jean Ju, a researcher and instructor at the University of Iowa College of Medicine, was also inducted into the Women's Hall of Fame this weekend. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.